Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to iBloom Radio, the show to reach out, to encourage, and to empower others to step into their divine purpose, to share the love of God, and see you bloom into what God has called you to be. Again, welcome to iBloom Radio. And now, here is your host, Ladima Byrne.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to iBloom Radio. I am your host, Ladima Burns, author, speaker, spiritual life coach, the visionary and CEO and founder of the iBloom Movement and Radio. It is my passion to reach out to encourage and empower others to know that there is healing and hope in spite of your brokenness or anything that you have been through. As a wife and mother of two, family and spiritual strength within the home is important to me. I set out to reach churches and ministries to help them impact communities worldwide. It's my divine purpose to share the love of God, to see you bloom into what God has called you to be while sharing your message with the world. And iBloom Radio is a part of the iBloom Movement to give God's people the platform to share what God is doing within their lives, ministry, and business, to give you, the listeners, encouragement, empowerment, to bring you hope and healing, and help you see God's divine purpose for your own life. As a self-published author of my book, Beauty for Ashes, I share my story how through molestation, rape, broken family, drug addiction, my own broken marriage, my son and I dying three times with me holding on to only 1% chance to live and days away from being pulled off the life support, how Jesus came and took me to show me a glimpse of heaven and hell and raised me up on the third day, totally healed my body and gave me new blood. Through all the brokenness of my past life, God was with me, giving me beauty for ashes. And I just want to say hello, everybody. Welcome back. I was on vacation. God had a different plan than what I had planned. And I've been working with my daughter, enjoying what time I have left with her before this is her senior year. This is, you know, time for me to prepare her to walk on her own with the Lord and to just listen to him and trust him. And I'm just her earthly mother to be here to pray for her and to encourage her and to love on her. But her Heavenly Father can do so much more for her. Amen. But I don't want to hold any longer because I have a very special guest on tonight with us, LaTanya Smiley, and she has been on iBloom Radio before. Hello, Tanya. LaTanya, are you there?
Yes, I am here, Ladima. Thank you for having me on the show tonight.
Well, thank you so much for reaching out to me to come on the show. And if you would, real quickly, share with the listeners a little bit about yourself, who you are, what it is that you do, and who it is that God places before you to help.
I am LaTanya Smiley, Minister LaTanya Smiley. I am an author. I am Executive Director of East Roses, which is a mentoring organization that mentors survivors of child sexual abuse through the residue that plagues their life. I'm an author of Secrets Untold, A Daughter's Cry, which is a story about my life and being molested at the hands of my father resulting in a pregnancy. I also wrote a second book called A Secret to Tell, which is a children's teaching tool to help parents teach children what secrets not to tell. I run my publishing company, Unbroken Publishing, and I am a mother, a wife, and a lover of God.
Amen, amen. And tonight she is going to be sharing about her book, and I'm just so excited, you know, for what God has done in your life, but also for the people that he's placing in your life for you to minister to, Pastor. So Treasures in the Trash is what we're going to be talking about tonight. We are going to go and take a quick break and listen to a couple of our sponsors. When we come back, Pastor Latanya is going to share more in depth about that and just minister to you tonight and give you that encouragement and to reveal, you know, the Lord to you through her message. So we'll be right back after this short break.
Are you ready to know God in a new and more personal way? There's a church experience waiting just for you. Fountain of Living Waters Church is a Bible-based ministry that connects with God through His Word, prepares disciples to share the good news of Jesus Christ, and then releases them to be the light in a sometimes dark world. Come fellowship with us and receive life-giving power as we connect, prepare, and release. Follow us on Facebook at Fountain of Living Waters Church and join us for service at 9 a.m. Sunday morning. Remember, once you drink from the fountain, you will never thirst again.
God has chosen you for greatness. Accept His decision. Renowned author, speaker, and entrepreneur Andrea M. Smith, along with Restore Such Ministries, has been touching the lives of hundreds of women everywhere with a message of hope, faith, and encouragement. Through her first published renowned work, Restore Such a Woman, she has done so, and continues with her new book, The Process Matters, coming soon. Get your copy today at Amazon.com and book Andrea M. Smith by going to the website www.restoresuchministries.org or call 1-800-628-8791. That's 1-800-628-8791. Let your healing begin today and give yourself the permission to succeed.
And we are back with Pastor Latanya Smiley, and she is sharing about her book that she has wrote, Treasures in the Trash. And Pastor Latanya, if you would, just go ahead and I'm giving you full rein of the show tonight and just share exactly what the Lord needs you to share with us tonight.
Okay, so the name of the book is actually Secrets Untold, A Daughter's Cry. Treasures in the Trash is a movement. Treasures in the Trash is my global movement that I started, and what it really goes, I go around speaking and encouraging people that although life is hard sometimes and we're not, we don't have control over the things that happen to us, such as child sexual abuse, domestic violence, homosexuality, all of those are things for us to pull out of the trash that life has given us, because in that trash usually lies our treasure, and our treasure is our purpose that God has placed us on this earth to build the kingdom. So Treasures in the Trash is the movement. The book is Secrets Untold, A Daughter's Cry. And like I said when I was on the show before, I was molested by my father from the ages of 9 through 13. It resulted in a pregnancy, and after that my life was a downward spiral after that. I just could not find my way out of this pit that being molested had put me in. I felt like my childhood was snatched away, and I was a teenage mother, not with the baby that my father had impregnated me with. I had an abortion with that baby, but by the time I was 21, I still bore children, dropped out of high school, had many bouts of domestic violence, and so on, was angry at my mother for years for not protecting me, of course angry at my father because I had so many bad experiences with men that I felt was because of what had happened in my life. But God, you know, I can say but God. God is amazing, and I say that He's so awesome. Like when He says that He knitted me in my mother's womb, at this point in my life, I really do see the beauty for the ashes. I really do see what's the purpose and what was the purpose in the interruption, because the child molestation, it was just an interruption, but I felt that He gave it to me because He knew that I can handle it. And now the people that God sends to me is people for me to minister forgiveness to, forgiveness that no matter what it is, we are required, we are mandated to forgive. Forgiveness is not an option. Forgiveness is a matter of life or death. And he really has pushed me to deal with issues of the after. And the after could be anything, after child molestation, what happens after domestic violence, after the loss of a husband, after abandonment, you know, after that divorce. He's really set me up to minister to people about the after and how great the after is if we would just walk through it, because we've already won. The battle is already won, and all we have to do is walk in it, because we have to know who we belong to. So it's really about teaching men and women, because men and women come forward with the child sexual abuse, on how to forgive. And, yeah, I mean, God just did phenomenal things. He had told me that if I didn't forgive my mother, which I thought that I had done, that he wasn't going to elevate me. My ministry was going to be stagnant, and that was it. You know, I felt like, why I can't grow, why it seems like everything is just blocked. And it was because of forgiveness. And he showed me that forgiveness, my forgiveness that I had did in my own strength, was put my mother in the corner, which many people do. We put that person who we feel that we forgave in the corner, and we choose not to deal with them. But true forgiveness does not sit on someone in the corner, because anybody can do that. That's easy. Forgiveness is loving somebody past their pain, not allowing them to walk on you. But we all need to be forgiven every day about for something that we have done. And so it's really important that that we forgive. And God has just catapulted me into this forgiveness thing wholeheartedly. And I'm telling you, once I forgave, it was like everything that was clogged in my heart, every burden was lifted at that point, and he really just begins to thrust me into the overflow because forgiveness. So everybody comes out with a different lesson from the child sexual abuse or whatever, but my lesson and the testimony that he wanted me to share, he wanted me to share forgiveness, because forgiveness is what's going to take you to the next level. Forgiveness is what he requires for many people. I feel that the world is so full of people who have not forgiven, whether it could be your abuser, it could be for something little, or it doesn't even have someone that you need to fix stuff with and make it right. I feel that he is mandating us to do that. So it's very important to me that I do what God has called me to do and advise everyone on sexual abuse. It does not give you the right to, you know, pray curses on this person. We have to forgive. And life is so much better on the other side of forgiveness. So that's my story. I mean, yes, it was a horrific story, and the devil thought that it would take me out. Many times I thought it would take me out. I was so depressed, and I worked as a paramedic, and every night I would go home and want to kill myself. But God said, no, not so. You know, so I began to seek him and began to trust him and began to know who I am, who I belong to, and that any plan that he has for me is greater than anything that I can see in the natural. And I was able to just devote my prayer life, my scripture, just get to know him and get to trust him, took my faith out of man and put it in God, and life has never been the same since then.
Amen. And I'm sorry for the mix up there at the beginning and giving the title and messing up on your book. It's The Daughter's Cry is the book, and the title is Your Treasure. That's the movement, The Treasures in the Trash, which is beautifully described of how God, you know, goes down into the, you know, the soot and the nastiest places to draw us out of, to bring us into his beautiful place of restoration. And, you know, it is, forgiveness is a powerful, powerful message that everybody needs to. And like you said, we could forgive one thing and then find something very simple as, you know, well, I can't believe, you know, and just get salty and about, you know, somebody because they said something and they can't let go of that. I mean, it's just like the littlest, you know, speck, and that's all it takes. And then once when it gets rooted, then it festers, you know, just like a splinter. You know, if you don't get that splinter out, it's going to fester up, and then the next thing, it's going to cause problems, and it could cause infection and all kinds of things. So it's not, sometimes it's not easy. And like you saying that you thought that you forgave your mom, how, share with us, how did that resurface? Because I remember the same thing and forgiving, you know, the person, my mother and the person that abused me, and then turn around, you know, 15 years later and realize, oh my goodness, I didn't even forgive them about, you know, this and this. I forgave them about, you know, that situation, but I never forgave them about the other situations that happened.
Well, I always speak, and I'm always called to speak in different places. And I had spoke, and I was saying that I had forgiven my mother. And after I had spoke, a woman walked up to me, and, you know, she was talking to me, and she was like, God says that you need to forgive your mother. And I was saying to myself, you know, I know you just heard me speak, and I know you just heard me say that I had forgiven her, so I don't know where you came from. Because, you know, usually you speak, or everybody can tell you what God said. And she was like, and I was like, I got kind of offensive. And she was like, no, I don't need for you to speak. I need for you to listen to what I'm saying. She was like, I'm just telling you what the Holy Spirit said, has released me to tell you. And she was like, I don't know what it is between you and your mother. You say you forgave. Okay, I'm telling you the Holy Spirit said that you need to forgive your mother, and you need to really forgive your mother. So I talked to her for a little while, and I left, and I went home, and I really, really sat, and I thought about forgiveness. What if I needed to be forgiven, how would I want to be treated? Just like, you know, when we go to God with stuff, and sometimes we go to God over and over for the same things, and I realized, wow, I think that I forgave her, but I don't love her like how she needs to be loved. I forgave her, but she's in the corner. As long as I don't deal with her, I don't see her, I don't talk to her, I'm fine with that. But my spirit begins to crave for her in my life, like the moments that we can never get back, just in my adult life, wanting to lay my head in her lap, wanting to feel her hug me, because I never remember my mother hugging me, and just little things. And, you know, I was like, Lord, well, if you're saying this and it's you that's saying that I need to forgive her, then I need to evaluate what it is that I'm not doing with this forgiveness thing. And God began to show me what forgiveness is and what it's not. And it definitely was not putting someone in the corner, or what even, you know, sometimes we forgive and we can just cut people off, but that's not truly what, when God forgives us, he still loves us. You know, he doesn't turn his back on us. He doesn't not answer us when we call him. And, you know, when you just, you know, those triggers that we have from being abused, it's just triggers that sometimes you just hear somebody's voice and you're annoyed. That's not what he wants from us. He wants us to forgive, and forgive in the fullness of love, to love that person. So for me, my mother is just as much as a victim as I am. And my prayer is that one day that we will stand and tell our stories, that she'll be able to stand next to me and minister to women of what it was like for her to, for her husband to sleep with her daughter, and for her to live many years acting as if her daughter was the other woman. So that's a real, real heavy situation. But because I got over, you know, we overcome to help others to overcome. And then this just happens to be my mother. And there's no way that God in all his awesomeness would have me ministering to families and helping other families heal, and my family is broken. That's not how God does things. So that's how it came about. It came about breaking the generational curse, because he did speak that I was a generational curse breaker in my family, but it just does not start with me and my children. We have to go back and we have to cut it at the root. So those things that's inside of my mother that has her bitter, that has her broken, those are the issues that he wants me to deal with her. And that's how it came about.
Awesome. Awesome. And, you know, even, and you know, this is my own personal situation. You know, everybody's situation might be a little bit different. It, you know, yours might be like Pastor LaTanya's, where you can go to your mother or your father and repair that, or whoever has wronged you. But if you can't go to them to repair that, what do you advise and what do you give that person? What can they do? I mean, if that person doesn't know God, let's say, or they know God, but they still have a hardened heart and they just, they're keeping you at a distance because they don't want to deal with their situation, and it's easier for them to, you know, to keep you over in the corner. Then what do you do?
So what do you do at that point? The whole thing is that to know that we are the ones, if we know God, we are to make the non-believer believe. So we are only responsible for our own actions. If that person is if she was keeping me in the corner and I'm the believer, then I have God has a standard for me. I just can't go any kind. I can't act like the world. We cannot conform. Too many of us are conforming, and that's the thing. Whether it's in the pulpit, whether it's on a pew, we are conforming, and we cannot do that. So whatever it says in that Bible about forgiveness, that's what we're mandated to do. We're the ones being held accountable. We can't worry about the non-believer. We can't worry about, I can't even worry about if she forgives me, because she probably needs to forgive me for some things. I wasn't always a great daughter or whatever. We only are responsible for us. So when God releases you, because God, we can say we forgive all day, but do your heart check, because God looks at the heart. You know, he looks at the spirit. So if your heart is clean and your spirit is clean, then you're clean. But, you know, we have to have clean hands. That's what he's calling us to at this point, at this time, in this season, clean hands. And it doesn't matter, because my heart is clean. I know that I did what was required of me by God to do. And that's what I would say to that person. You have to check your heart and make sure that your heart is right, because you're going to be the one that's going to be, you're only accountable for yourself and how you treat others. You're not accountable for how they treat you. God is going to take care of that for as long as you.
Amen. And, you know, that's just it, is you're only accountable for yourself. You can't make somebody, you know, growing up, you know, in school, you can't make somebody be your friend. If they don't want to be your friend, they don't want to be your friend. But you can let them know, hey, I love you. And, you know, not say it, you know, kind of condescending, or, you know, up a level, you know, I love you because I'm a Christian and I got to. No, I love you because God loves me, and I have to do what he does for me, and that is he loves me in any shape or form that I'm in, because he is God and I am his. So I can't, so you just love them. You love them where they're at, and you forgive. And if they don't want to forgive and they want to hold on to it, then that's something that they got to deal with the Lord and themselves. That's, you know, all you can do is try to make things right with them, and first and foremost, make things right within yourself to God, and go and make everything, you know, try to. I have a very, you know, my stepmother is very bitter and angry at me, and it don't matter what I say or what I do to try to repair that. And, you know, she knows the Lord. She just don't want to repair it. She wants to stay angry. So there's nothing I can do but love her and forgive her, and pray for her, you know, honestly, because, you know, I don't want her to live in that place. I've been in that place of unforgiveness, and it hurts, and it kills you spiritually. It makes you bitter and angry, and it just spiritually kills you. And so I just, you know, pray for her and believe that God will soften her heart and open her eyes and reveal to her his love and forgiveness for her so she can pour it back out.
And that's a, and that's good, because whenever I think, and I think of those situations, it takes me to David and Saul. And, you know, David loved Saul, and Saul treated David, you know, not nice. And at the end, he was held accountable. So, you know, you just keep being you. And that's what I tell myself. I just keep being me. My husband constantly reminds me, you know, you can't act like everybody else. You, not that, you know, people treat you all kind of ways, but he's always like, you know, your last name is Smiley. You got to smile, and you got to be nice. It's nice to be nice. And I believe that God sees everything, and that's what he's teaching me, that really if we hold our peace and let him fight our battles, victory is going to be ours every time, because he sees us. And the moment that you know that he sees you, it takes the anxiety away. It takes the, you know, we start to not wear our feelings on our feet. We kind of become a little cocky because we know that it's like, mommy sees you, my daddy sees you, and he's going to, not that we want him to take care of them, or we, you know, but we know that even for us, it's his grace and his mercy. So daddy sees everything. He's never sleeping, and he knows he is concerned with those things that concerns you. So that thing with you and your stepmother, once you go the distance, even while you go in the distance, you lean and depend on God and know that even those things that it looks like he's not in the midst, he's in the midst, and it's gonna work out for your good. And that's just how it is.
Amen. And so if you would share, because we're about out of time, and I want you to share how people can connect with you, how they can get your book, how they can know more about your mentoring organization, the Survivors of a Child of Sexual Abuse, the Eve's Roses. So if you would share that information before we go tonight, would you?
Yeah, so you can read about the mentoring organization and all of everything that I do on my website. It's LaTanyaSmiley.com. The book is available on Amazon, or if you want an autographed copy, you can email evesroses@yahoo, and that's evesroses@yahoo.com, and I'll send you, you can PayPal me your $15, and I'll send you an autographed copy. But everything that you need to know about me, I'm on Facebook as LaTanya Smiley. Everything that you need is on the website, and I'm very accessible, available for speaking engagements, your women's conferences, anything, or even if you just need someone to pray for you, please reach out. If you want to know more about, you know, getting to the next level past forgiveness, moving past child sexual abuse, please reach out, because you don't have to go through it alone. And I'm just, thank you so
Amen.
Much for allowing me this platform tonight, and may God continue to bless you.
Amen, and same to you, Pastor LaTanya. I appreciate you and your time and everything that God is doing through you. I just speak blessings over you and your household, and everything that your hand touches prospers in the name of Jesus. And I just thank each and every person that listens to this show tonight and to the recording later on, that you are blessed and that you would reach out to Pastor and just allow her to, you know, minister to you. And if you need to know more about her organization or get her book, you know, just go to her website and reach out to her on Facebook. Just, you are such a precious, precious jewel for Jesus. And I am so blessed that God placed you in my life. Even though that, you know, we're Facebook friends and stuff, you know, I always keep an eye on people and see what they're up to and what they're doing and everything. And it's just been such a pleasure to be connected to you and to, you know, watch you grow and over the time that we've been connected and everything. So thank you again for coming on tonight and sharing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That is it, you guys. Thank you all so much for tuning in tonight. I will be back next Monday night with Fran Stubbs, Apostle Fran Stubbs is going to be coming on and sharing. So tune in next Monday night at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. You all have a wonderful and blessed week, and I will see you, or you'll hear me, next week. God bless you. Reach out to me on Facebook. God bless
Bye.
You. Good night.